I'm Haley Kellner for South Carolina Public Radio. At IF Art Gallery in Columbia, Wim Roofs shows me a realistic clay head topped with figures, a teapot, a pig's head, an angel. It's a sculpture by artist Peter Linzo.
People usually come in and sort of get a little worried about Peter. They think that, you know, the man has issues. And he does, except they're not the ones that they think they are.
Wim Roofs is the owner of IF Art Gallery, which features contemporary artists, including Peter Linzo. Linzo grew up in Detroit, but it was here in Columbia that he settled down and found the form of sculpture he's fallen in love with. Roofs says Linzo's art has a distinctly Southern heritage.
Peter's work is sort of based on traditional phase jugs, you know, things that have come since the 19th century or earlier, really, from areas in the South like Edgefield County.
Phase jugs were first created by African-American slaves in the South who were trained as potters. Occasionally, they would shape faces into a thrown pot. Linzo says he first encountered the art form while researching a lesson for middle school students and had to try it for himself.
I liked doing it so much, it was just scary. I started getting obsessed with making them in my spare time.
Linzo is known for his artwork both regionally and throughout the United States. He brings a modern twist to the traditional face jugs, Roof says.
So what you have is almost sort of clay portraits, which he then enhances with things that he might find in antique stores or online. And then there's a lot of stuff that he actually makes, small ceramic things, with which he adorns those faces.
Roof says Linzo's art is a combination of skilled craftsmanship and storytelling.
It's not just a matter of sticking stuff in the clay, but it has to have an aesthetic sort of interest. He creates this sort of symbolic narrative that is basically part of his memory.
Linzo says preserving his memories isn't just nostalgic, it's necessary.
My art has been autobiographical, especially since my memory has started to diminish. Each one is like a diary page. It's like a snapshot of my mind for that period.
At 20 years old, Linzo was hit by a car and suffered a brain injury that has left him with what are now frequently recurring seizures. The seizures themselves are dangerous and debilitating, but Linzo says they also cause epileptic dementia.
If you have like major seizures like I do, it does a little tiny bit of brain damage every time you have a seizure. You know, I never really thought about that because a neurologist, that's just a tiny bit. But then I had maybe 400 seizures. You know, a tiny bit times 400 turned into something.
Linzo is left with a dwindling short-term memory. His art helps him deal with this loss. And it's not just his own memories he preserves, but those of others, through the found objects he attaches to the heads, like figurines from antique stores.
I love the idea that somebody was close to it. I kind of feel like I'd borrow other people's positive feelings that they've imbued into a physical object. I borrow all that.
Linzo's brain injury has drastically altered his life and his art, but he says his home studio is the only place he doesn't feel handicapped.
I can't do a lot of things that I used to be able to do. But when I come in the studio, that's just gone. I don't have any deficits in here. I say it keeps me alive.
Linzo's work can be seen at IF Art Gallery in Columbia. His exhibit, In Memory of My Memory, closes this week, but the gallery consistently features a few of his pieces. For more on this story, visit southcarolinapublicradio.org. For South Carolina Public Radio, I'm Haley Kellner.